Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source, and it's time for your morning update for Thursday, May 26th, brought to you by CNH Insurance at East Grand Forks. We'll begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. This concept remains to be their priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. You know what? For all your insurance needs, get a hold of Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Call 218-773-0287, or you can stop by 1427 Central Avenue, Northwest at East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source, we insure through CNH Insurance. And maybe you should, too. Check them out. They're over on the east side. Well, we have an update. As the death investigation continues, a man has been arrested for tampering with evidence. Court records show Kindy Jalo's initial court appearance is today. Grand Forks police discovered a dead body Tuesday after responding to a call of an unresponsive man in the 1200 block of North 39th Street. Victim's name still has not been released, but authorities say it happened or appeared the death was not a result of natural causes. Now, the original story, authorities in Grand Forks investigating after responding to that report shortly after they determined the man was dead. Now, on May 24th, they reported to that unresponsive male again on 39th Street, and it was determined that the appeared the death was not a result of a medical problem or natural causes. Detectives still investigating the circumstances related to the death. Now, authorities say the name of the victim will not be released until family notifications can be made. Now, this is an active investigation, and anyone with information who may have witnessed the incident encouraged to contact the Grand Forks Police Department. Call them at 701-787-8000. Thief River Falls man has been charged after he allegedly intentionally hit a motorcyclist with his pickup truck Monday night in rural Thief River Falls. The incident occurred after Paul Gregory Pache allegedly followed the motorcyclist's wife. Now, the couple doesn't know Pache. Pache, 35, has been charged with felony second-degree attempted murder, intentional felony first-degree assault, and gross misdemeanor harassment. Pache was arrested 3 hours later in Crookston. According to the complaint, he had just been released from the Pennington County Jail on an unrelated case. Well, North Dakota's tax commissioner says oil producers almost certainly will be paying higher state taxes for at least 3 months beginning June 1st due to strong oil prices. The increase in state oil tax collections is possible because of a state law that adjusts North Dakota's oil extraction tax when the three-month average price of a barrel of oil is above a specified trigger price of $94.69 a barrel. Now, WTI crude has been above the price trigger since February 28th. Tax Commissioner Brian Crocius says it's essentially a given that the oil extraction tax trigger will go into effect on June 1st. Well, it's time now for your Moe's Daily Dish, back by popular request, the traditional beef pasty with slow-braised top round onions, carrots, celery, and salsify, all baked in a rich crust with gravy, served with fries and a side of smoked tomato ketchup. You know, it's the same stuff they use on the Denny Gunderson burger. You can get that for $11 today. Tell you what, try the beef pasty and so much more at Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, with more than 5% of drivers reporting a DUI on their record, North Dakota is the leader of drunk drivers with suspended license in the nation, according to a study by Insurify. Same study ranks the state third in speeding tickets, meaning North Dakotans with speeding tickets on an average pay 56% more in insurance costs than drivers with a clean record. A researcher says multiple factors play into the effect, from road infrastructure to law enforcement presence. And North Dakota residents who want to give fishing a try are reminded they can fish for free June 4th and 5th. That's the state's free fishing weekend when all residents 16 and older can fish any North Dakota water without a license. Residents 15 and younger do not need a fishing license any time of the year. And in sports, Jaimer Calendario hit the tie-breaking two-run homer in the 10th. After Harold Castro went deep twice earlier, Detroit Tigers dropped another sweep in Minnesota, or dodged another sweep in Minnesota, by coming back to beat the Twins 4-2 yesterday. Twins start a four-game home series with the Kansas City Royals tonight. High school baseball, East Grand Forks shells Warroad 16-1. Today's games have East Grand Forks Sacred Heart in Roseau for a 4 o'clock game that might be a doubleheader. Girls softball Section 8A elimination bracket today. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart travels to Greenbush to play Ada Borup at 4. And EDC girls tennis. EDC dual and individual tournament kicks off today in Fargo. Number 4, Valley City, playing number 5, Grand Forks Red River. And number 3, Grand Forks Central, takes on number 6, ranked Fargo North. And there you go. That's your sports. Now your weather with Brad Werner from Region Weather Live.
Good morning. This is Brad Werner from Region Weather Live with your Grand Forks Best Source forecast. And we're starting off the day with some showers to our north and west. Now, I think for the most part, they're going to remain to our north and kind of dissipate as the morning goes along. But there's a chance that maybe that southern edge could kind of just scooch along our area before they're completely dissipated this morning. And with that are some clouds that are also rolling into our area. So we're going to start off the morning a little bit cloudier than what we were previously expecting as that band of showers continue to move to the east. Now you can see the model barely picks up these showers, but what little they do have as it moves throughout the morning, it basically dissipates them. But one thing that they might do is leave a little bit of a boundary further back to the west. That might bring some showers and storms later in the day. And so those storms may move into our area by this evening. So just a slight chance of an isolated storm this evening. But otherwise, we're looking at a pretty dry day. Now for Friday, we're going to be under the influence of this upper level ridge. And so that's going to help keep us dry throughout most of the day on Friday. And that's also going to allow this warm air to move into our area. We're going to be talking about highs right around 80 degrees. Now, the other thing, however, is there's going to be these weak disturbances further off to the west where some showers and storms will develop into eastern Montana late in the day on Friday. And here those storms develop and move into western North Dakota by the nighttime hours and basically roll through our area late Friday night into early Saturday morning. So we probably will be seeing some rain and a few rumbles of thunder throughout the early morning hours. And then those move off, and then we're looking like our Saturday is going to start off pretty nice as well. But we're going to be on a bit of a repeat as more storms develop further out to the west late Saturday. Now, this is a little bit more of a vigorous short wave or disturbance as this one rolls through. This one has a little better chance of moving through our area through the overnight hours. So we're looking at the chance of some thunderstorms once again late Saturday night into early Sunday morning. So those showers and storms will continue to move to the north and east through the morning. And then we're just going to be left with the chance of maybe some scattered showers and storms on the day on Sunday. The frontal boundary is actually going to be to our south, so it looks like the best chance of storms will be to our south and east on Sunday. So that's where we're just left with maybe just a slight chance of a few showers and storms during the day on Sunday. And then it looks like both Monday and Tuesday, we're still expecting just the afternoon possible scattered rain and thunderstorms. It's not going to be until Wednesday until things really begin to dry out for our area. So our three-day forecast going into the weekend looks something like this. For today, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower this morning. And then again, a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon into the evening hours. Wind south 5 to 15 miles per hour with a high right around 71. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of thunderstorms Friday night. Wind south 5 to 15 miles per hour with a high right around 80. And for Saturday, again, another nice day, partly sunny, 50% chance of thunderstorms Saturday night, winds southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour with a high of 81 degrees. For more details on your Memorial Weekend forecast, go ahead and check out my Facebook and YouTube page at Region Weather Live or Grand Forks Best Source at Region Weather Live. I am meteorologist Brad Werner.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. And there you go. That's your morning update. With special thanks going out to Northwest Tire in Grand Forks, who's looking to hire a tire technician. Couple of things. First off, if you're not afraid to show up for work on time and work while you're there on time, might be a great job for you. No prior work experience is necessary, and Northwest Tire will train the right people. Get great benefits like PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay will depend on experience, but you need to stop in to Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive if you want to find out more. Or you can call Chad Hoff at 701-780-8473 or apply online at nwtire.com. Well, today at 11, Dirty Thursday, brought to you by the River City Speedway, we talk to some behind-the-scenes people who make the River City Speedway run as good as it does. Tommy Hofflin and Robin Anderson join us at 11, so make sure you tune in. And make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean. You could win some really cool stuff. Hey, Grand Forks is an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.